Iranian officials and religious scholars slammed the desecration of the shrine of a close companion of Prophet Muhammad in Syria. Grand Ayatollahs both in Iran and Iraq have closed seminaries in protest. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra group has claimed responsibility for digging up the grave of Hujr ibn Adi. People in Saudi Arabia once again pour into the streets calling for the release of political prisoners. The demonstration was held in the city of Qatif in the eastern province. Protesters also chanted slogans denouncing Riyadh for its crackdown on peaceful anti-monarchy protests. British Prime Minister David Cameron promises to do his best to regain voters' trust after the anti-EU Independence Party makes a breakthrough in local elections. Early results show that UKIP has won nearly 26% of the votes. The victory has dealt a blow to the coalition government. Israel confirms that its air force has bombed Syria for the second time this year. Israeli officials claim the airstrike targeted a shipment of missiles without giving further details. Syrian authorities, however, have not yet commented on the incident. The Syrian army has taken back control of a town and two checkpoints from insurgents in the strategic region of Al-Qusair near the Lebanese border, that is. Syria has been gripped by deadly violence for over 2 years. Damascus blames the U.S. and its allies for fueling the crisis. Lebanon has slammed the violation of its airspace by Israeli warplanes. President Michel Suleiman said the international community must take urgent action to push Israel to stop such violations. Media reports said earlier that Israeli jets violated Lebanon's airspace and flew over its southern regions. Members of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty have voiced concern over the maintenance of nuclear weapons at high alert level. Nearly two-thirds of the states party to the treaty issued a statement expressing alarm over the continued modernization of nuclear weapons, their delivery systems, and related infrastructure. A hunger strike at the U.S.-run Guantanamo military prison in Cuba enters its 88th day. The strikers have pledged to continue their strike until achieving their goal. The prisoners are refusing to eat in protest at their indefinite detention without charge or trial.